This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us. ESPN Rochester on the Radio.com app. We are live from Shamrock Jacks with our friends from Yuengling and welcoming in Radio.com Sports sister station WEEI in Boston. It's our buddy, one of our regulars, Mutt, joins us in the sports bar. Mike Mutnansky, how are you, bud?
Boys, good afternoon. Another busy day in Boston. Manager's fired. Team's out of the playoff. Let's go. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, let's jump into it. The news that Alex Cora was fired last night, was this the only play the Red Sox had, Mutt?
Yeah, they had to fire him. They waited 30 hours, which I think is just about right. They let the thing drag out for a day. But just a little update here locally. So the next couple days are very busy days for the Red Sox. They had this Boston Baseball Writers Dinner tomorrow night. Today was actually season ticket renewal day for Red Sox fans. Oh. I had to get those renewals in. And then they're at MGM Springfield Friday, Saturday for a huge Red Sox winter weekend. So the idea of bringing Cora to these events and letting him say nothing for the next couple days, they had to do something quick. They did the only thing they could do, and they fired a guy who appears to have, you know, been an architect of a major team scandal in Houston and maybe Boston too.
Mutt, where do they go from here in terms of replacing him?
Oh, my God. Are you guys available? Can you get from where you guys are broadcasting today? I have absolutely no clue. And high and blue to UCM at the press conference today over at Fenway. He came across the same way. I think he is just sideswiped by this news right now. And there is no good answer. I will say the one thing I hope they don't do is, you know, I'll call it a retread manager. Dusty Baker, Buck Showalter. I'd much rather see a guy that High and Bloom worked with in Tampa Bay, or maybe an intern guy for a year to kind of reset. Because so you pick a guy you like now, who's to say this job is great this year? You're setting him off on a bad start, you know, coming off all this stuff. So I don't think – I have no clue, guys. I don't think they have an idea right now. I really don't.
Yeah, one more question on this whole thing. Is there on your show a lot of anger directed toward Rob Manfred? Because I look at the commissioner and I see him as reactionary. Everybody in baseball knew about this Mutt. It took some guy named Mike Fiers to bring down the house. Your thoughts on Manfred and his job as the commissioner here?
Yeah, I'd say that's it's probably 60-40 right now, where you're getting 40% of that is on Manfred. The rest is on Cora being, you know, caught red-handed here. And the reality is with Manfred, like, he gave them a chance. He saw in 2017 with the Apple Watch thing, hey, boys are being boys. They're trying to slap them on the wrist. And I guess that's his mistake, because he should have gone harder, because they kept cheating in 17 in Houston. He issued a memo in 2018. The Red Sox kept cheating. So I think my criticism would be, if any, he should have been harder on the Red Sox and Yankees back in 17 when he caught them with the Apple Watch stuff. I don't blame him for the response on Monday. They had to go over the top to make sure at least the fans think this stuff's out of baseball, even though I'm sure many of us think, you know, guys will still cheat and try to find edges beginning opening day 2020.
He's Mike Mutnansky, our Radio.com sports sister station, WEEI in Boston. Good with a few minutes here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Let's shift to the Patriots, Mike. I don't make a big deal out of this, but it made news. I guess Tom Brady's luxury suite at Gillette Stadium was cleaned out better than it's ever been cleaned out before, and that the house is now gone, and he's moved already, and everybody's just assuming that Brady is done with his time in New England. What do you know? What's the latest? And if you had to speculate, where is Tom Brady playing football in 2020? It sure sounds like he wants to.
Yeah, he's going to play. It was our morning show that reported that. I think they backed off the tweet thing today, but they're pretty confident that he bought a house in Greenwich, Connecticut. I don't think it changes my opinion. I told you guys last time we talked that Brady's gone. I don't know the destination, but I think there's too much that's gone on here financially. The way the thing was built, and I guess as we last talked, the big thing we've heard now is that Brady wants more of a stay in the offense and assurances from the Patriots. He goes back there, they're not going to stick him with, you know, the scrubs he got offensively this year. And how does Belichick promise him that? Like, he's going to have to get the deal done with Brady before he gets the free agents in here. So it's just the timing's not going to work, and I think at the end of the day they'll make it mutual. They'll find a way to make it look nice, but I think Brady's playing elsewhere, and a handful of places right now. I mentioned Miami, two guys before. I think the Chargers are still in play. The only team maybe out of play now is Tennessee. Tannehill, probably their guy. How do you, if they go to the Super Bowl, how do you dump Tannehill, even for Tom Brady at this point?
Who would be the replacement? Is Teddy Bridgewater the number one choice, would you say?
No, I think it's Jarrett Stidham, guys. Jarrett Stidham was a kid who played Baylor for a year or two, transferred to Auburn, was very highly touted recruit coming out of college, but didn't have a great senior year, so he slipped. The Patriots got him. And all reports have them really liking him. And if you're the Patriots and you paid your quarterback elite money forever, it is a chance to do it a little bit differently and say, you know what, we're going to pay $600,000 to our QB next year. We're going to build it elsewhere and around him. And instead of paying, I think Bridgewater is going to cost you $10, $12, $15 million. He played well for the Saints this year. So I think it's going to be somebody in-house. They'll draft a guy. They'll sign up Blake Bortles, and they'll go into camp next year with a second-year quarterback as their starter without Tom Brady.
Mutt, let's assume that that is the scenario and that is how it plays out. We also know that Josh McDaniels isn't going to Cleveland, assuming he remains in New England, which is a safe assumption, I think, at this point. What kind of a quarterback developer is he? Because let's face it, Tom Brady and those two have been attached to the hip for years. Does McDaniels have it in him to develop a young quarterback like Stidham and help him achieve success in his second year?
Well, I think I would say yes, because I want to give him credit for Garoppolo. Garoppolo studied under Brady with McDaniels here, and he turned himself into a highly sought-after trade chip, and he ends up now in the NFC Championship game just a couple of years after being traded. So I can only base it on that. I'm trying to think of other young quarterbacks that have been through here. They ran Tim Tebow through here. He didn't do much. Ryan Mallett, who was a third-round pick out of Arkansas. But Garoppolo stands out. So if you're going to place it on that, then yes, there's some track record that he can take a young quarterback and find a way to make it work, as he's now playing in the Final Four on Sunday.
If you want some solid Boston sports talk, we invite you to check out Mutt's show on the radio.com app. Mutt, what time, what are you guys working on here tonight? You can tell folks about
6 to 10, radio.com app. You can find Mutt at night there. I don't think we got another manager getting fired during the show like last night we got for breaking news for 2.5 hours, but I think the reaction today is going to be what the Red Sox said and what they didn't say at their press conference. They fired Cora, essentially, and then today they hid behind we can't really talk about it yet. I think there are a lot of fans that were expecting at least some answers. If you're mad at Cora for what happened in Houston, why can't you explain what you're mad about him for? What did he do wrong? Why couldn't he leave this team? So I expect we'll have a reaction to the Red Sox owners and their press conference today at Fenway Park.
Mutt, we know you have a hard out. We appreciate you carving out some time for us. We know how busy you are. Thanks for stopping by the sports bar this afternoon, buddy.
No, love coming on, guys. Anytime. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Mike Muttnansky, our radio.com sports sister station, WEEI in Boston. Good with his time to get us updated on everything going on with the Red Sox and the firing of their manager and, of course, what's going on with New England as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.